This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 116. You have a 50% chance of getting these questions in speaking part one.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll get sample answers to some common speaking questions about your hometown. The number one reason that students don't get the target score they need is because they don't know how to prepare. We show you the 7 easy steps to get your 7 or higher in our free checklist. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Jessica. What's going on?
What's shaking bacon? I haven't said that in a while.
No, I love it. I think it's great. A couple of our listeners have written into us and have said, hey, what's shaking?
I love it. That's so awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. What's exciting for you? What's happening?
What is exciting? Well, it's Friday and I'm feeling really solid Woo-hoo! About the fact that the week is over. And yeah, I'm going to go on a hike tomorrow and a bike ride on Sunday and just, you know, living it up.
I think I might go for a long bike ride Excellent. This weekend too, now that I can. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, where are you going to bike? You're going to bike around Portland?
Yeah, there's one of the coolest things. I mean, tons of cool things about Portland, but one of the coolest things are these bike trails that exist. I mean, there are bike paths everywhere, over the city. But there's this one called the Springwater Trail. And I honestly don't know how far it goes. Like, it goes to other cities. And a lot of it is off streets. Like, it's just a bike path.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So you get to go along the river and just see parts of the city you cannot see if you're in a car. So
very cool. Wow. That's great.
I might do that.
It sounds like Portland is really well set up for bikers, for cyclists.
Oh my gosh, it's the best. That's why it was so torturous not being able to ride my bike for like 4 months.
Yeah.
Having to drive everywhere. Ugh.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think Boston's a little bit different. It's not set up so well. We just a couple Fridays ago, we had a woman that was killed in an intersection in Boston. We have deaths on bikes all the time. Like every couple weeks, it feels like someone gets killed on a bike in Boston because Boston
that's
is not
terrible.
Because while there are a lot of people cycling around Boston, the city's not well set up for it. So it's unfortunate that we do have a lot of accidents.
It's so tricky. I've lived in cities that aren't set up for bikes before. Like Taipei, for example, obviously is like, it's like crazy traffic. It's not set up for bikes. And I would just cycle on the sidewalk. I know you're not supposed to, but it's like way safer than the street.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. Sometimes you have to watch out for yourself. Absolutely.
So what we are talking about right now, this conversation, do you think this is useful for IELTS listeners?
I think it is. I mean, that's why we're here. We're here for the IELTS. So guys, we know that in speaking part one, is it speaking part one, Jessica?
Yes.
Where we get questions, we're very, very likely to get a question about our hometown, right?
So on speaking part one, guys, you are going to be asked about 3 topics. The first topic is always about your hometown or the city you're living in now, your home or apartment, right? Like where you're living or where you did live or your work or studies.
Okay.
So the questions vary, of course, but those are the topics that you're going to be asked about first. One of those topics. The other 2 topics could be about anything, could be about your name or hats or popcorn. I don't know. Like, could be about any like sort of daily thing. But the first group of questions, very likely you're going to have to talk about where you live or where you did live.
Okay. So you have a 50% chance then of getting that question about your hometown or your current town. That's why we're going to focus today's episode on that question. Let's do it.
Exactly. So we have 10 questions, guys. They're all something that you could hear on the test. So pay attention to our questions and how we answer them. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So I'm going to ask you first, Lindsay. Okay.
All right. I am ready.
All right. So remember, part one answers should be like 2 to 4 sentences. So not too short, not too long.
Okay. Right. I'll do my best here.
All right. Lindsay, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in this little town called Keene, New Hampshire, and it's actually famous because it is the place where Jumanji was filmed. So,
when
I was a kid, I remember seeing Robin Williams running around downtown filming the movie.
No way. Oh my God, that's so cool. Okay, an examiner wouldn't comment like that, but that's really cool. How long did you live there?
I lived there until I was in college. I left town to go to college in Virginia, so I decided to try a different region of the U.S.
Why?
Why? Because I just wanted to see something different, you know? I wanted to get out of New Hampshire and get into a different culture.
Yeah. Why did you like your hometown?
Well, I don't know. I mean, growing up, there wasn't a whole lot to do. But looking back on it now, I'm glad that I didn't grow up in a big city. When I was a kid, I wanted to live in a big urban area like New York. But now that I've already lived in New York, I later moved to New York, I realized that I didn't need New York as a kid. Right? I needed a simple place just to kind of, what do you need to do when you're a kid? You watch movies and just sort of hang out with friends.
I know. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I thought that since I grew up where it was cold, I was like, I only want to live in places with palm trees. And then eventually I did. I lived in Cambodia and Taiwan. Yeah. And then I was like, this weather is horrible.
Right. It's funny the ideas that kids get in their head, right?
Yeah. Okay, just as a side note for our listeners, guys, the way that I'm commenting and creating conversation with Lindsay, that will not happen in part one, okay? On part one of the speaking test, the examiner is just going to like make grunting noises. Like, seriously, is just going to ask you the question. And then as you talk, the examiner will be like,
So are my questions, are they a little too long? I mean, my responses, are they a little too long or too short? No. Am I in the right range?
They're great. They're great.
Okay. Yeah. Just for our listeners to know more or less how much they need to say. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to aim for the amount of time that Lindsay's answering. If you don't speak as quickly as we do, then you'll have fewer sentences, right? So that's why, like, as a general rule, I just say 2 to 4 sentences, but you can go longer sometimes. You know, that's not going to hurt. It's just a general rule. Okay. So why did you not like your hometown?
Yeah, I think my hometown was, again, a little bit sheltered from the real world. It was actually a very safe city, but I didn't get exposed to a lot of realities of life that you see when you are living in a larger urban area. And I think I was a little bit sheltered as a kid.
Yeah. And you know, is an advantage and a disadvantage, like you said. Yeah. I mean, like, the safety factor is what a parent wants for their child.
Yeah.
But after also having grown up in a small town and then traveled after that, I think I would have been better served if I knew more about real life.
Right. Exactly. There's this factor of being a little naive going out into the world and you.
Okay. Last question. Does your family still live there?
They do. My dad he's a business owner. He has an optometry practice. So they are glued to that town for life. Unfortunately.
For better or for worse, they will be there forever.
Yep.
Okay. That was good. So, I mean, you obviously, pronunciation was awesome. You know, you would sound very natural, use lots of intonation and stress. Vocabulary was also natural and interesting and appropriate. Overall, I'm going to say 9.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you. I didn't really use any idioms though, but I still got a 9.
Well, you know, I'd have to listen again.
Although at the end, I did say my parents are glued to that town.
True.
So that's a little bit of a, you know, painting a picture with words.
That was
so
a
I suppose.
Good one.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'll take your 9.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, of course, like, I can't tell you your exact score, just from like speaking part one answers. You know, okay, that's impossible,
all right. But all right.
Just going to say 9. Why not?
Let's turn the tables and let me ask you a few questions. Are you ready?
Hey, I'm ready.
If you're a busy professional or student and you place a high value on your time, it doesn't make sense to waste your time with free materials online. The 3 Keys IELTS Success System, our course, gives you a daily study plan, the 3-step strategies that you need to get your 7 or higher, and the support from our community and opportunity to ask questions whenever you want. Go to our homepage, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and get into the trial for 3 days and see if it's right for you. See you there. All right, here we go. So, Jessica, where are you living now?
I am living in Portland, Oregon. I've been here for over 4 years now. Gosh, oh my gosh, almost 5 years. And I love it. This was one of the best decisions I ever made, was to move to Portland.
Ooh, Portland is a great city. Okay. Okay. All right. So how is it different from where you grew up?
Oh my God, it's completely different. So I grew up in Carson City, Nevada, which is a small town. I think it's like, I don't know. It was seriously like 50,000 people when I lived there. It's bigger now, but Portland is, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. It's a city. It's a big city. Mm. Not like New York or Taipei big, but it's a big city. So the diversity of people here is much greater than it was in my small hometown. The choice of leisure time activities and educational opportunities, career opportunities, are much greater here than in my hometown. And of course, the lifestyle is way healthy in Portland. People ride bikes. They like good food, you know, growing their own food. Whereas Carson City, I mean, geez, like, people are in the casinos and like, blech. So
that's interesting. Different. Just a little side note. I see a lot of parallels between Boston and Portland, but the one difference here is that people in Boston are kind of workaholics. And I think in Portland, you're not.
No.
That's the one difference. Yeah.
I think, you know, that it's kind of a cliche, I guess it'd be like on a bumper sticker, but people say like work to live or live to work.
Right.
You know, like
Portland
people totally on the side of work to live. Like,
exactly.
Just enough to, you know, pay the bills, save a bit of money, and then enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But like the Boston, New York mentality, I think is flipped.
It's
right?
really flipped. Yeah. But at the same time, we have kind of the health food movement, the organic food. We have the biking and the hiking and all of that. But the only difference, I mean, one of the only differences that I see is really that work to live, live to work. Yeah. So anyway, this is not what an examiner would do, but.
All right. But I mean, what we're talking about, these are all ideas, these comparisons, these comments on our where we're living and where we grew up. I mean, this is all stuff that our listeners need to think about. Like, if you're asked these questions, could you give similar ideas? How is your town different than ours? You know,
That's
these are all things you need to think about.
Exactly. So, Jessica, why did you move there? Why did you move to Portland?
Well, this is an interesting story, actually. When my husband and I took our honeymoon, we took a 1-year honeymoon.
Oh, cool.
And like half of that was in South Africa and half was in America. And the last bit, the last, I'm going to say 2 to 3 months, we rode bicycles from California to Oregon. And we passed through Eugene. We spent a couple weeks in Eugene and then we came to Portland, spent, I think we stayed here for like 3 weeks because we loved it so much. And because we realized that the priorities suited us, the lifestyle suited us. So we said, like, when we do move back to America eventually, because we were still, you know, based in Taiwan. When we do move back, Portland is the only city we could see ourselves in.
Ooh, I like that. I like the idea of choosing a city based on your preferences in life and your lifestyle, not based on a job or based on, you know, where your family is even, right? Which might be a difference for our listeners, a big difference, right? That's really interesting.
Yeah. Or like how Lindsay and I decided when we were younger, I based mine on palm trees.
Right. That's, and for me, I wanted taxis and like, I wanted concrete jungle, as they say.
I was totally like that too, though. Like when you are from a small town, like I would see New York in the movies and I was like, oh I'm going to live there someday. Yeah. The Big Apple.
You do. It's true.
And then you go there, you're like, oh my God, it's noisy. It's bad. I know, the air is terrible.
Yeah. It was good for a couple of years for me, but I could right now, you know, getting into my mid 30s, no thank you. No
thank
you.
Oh my gosh, I know. Yeah. You know, you develop your priorities, you learn what you like and don't like, and hopefully you have the freedom and flexibility to act on that.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Jessica, I have one more question for you. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. So what are the main industries in your city of Portland?
Oh gosh. I am not even
coffee
sure.
bars.
I think, you know, something cool is our film industry is developing. There are a couple TV shows that are shot here now. Grimm is one of them. That's a pretty cool show. So that's a newer industry that is being developed here. Otherwise, timber, right? Our soccer team is the Timbers. So the logging industry is like a mainstay of Oregon.
Interesting.
And Portland. Yeah.
What about coffee houses? Coffee
I
drinking?
I know, right? Like, for people that actually live and spend money here, what do we spend money on? We spend money on food.
Coffee. Yeah.
And coffee.
Organic
and
food
movies.
And coffee. Okay. That is the flavor of Portland. I guess our listeners are getting a really good sense of what these two cities are like and how they're different and how they're similar. That's very cool.
Yeah. Pay attention, listeners, to like the details that Lindsay and I came up with and try and think about like those same details, but true for you, you know, because you need to practice being specific. That's how you give good vocabulary and you show the examiner your flexibility, you know, with the language. So pay attention to our answers, even our side notes.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, practice that for yourselves.
Yeah. And I would give you a 9 too, Jessica. I'm a very easy grader, but I'd give you a 9.
Yay!
You did a very nice job. Smooth
English
pronunciation.
Is so good.
Yes. Excellent. You use good vocabulary. I'm not sure if you threw in any idioms, but
I don't even know.
You may have.
Yeah. I'm sure I did somewhere.
Yeah. So this is giving you guys a little bit of an exaggerated example. We're having fun today, but it's okay to relax sometimes, guys, and just have a good time, right? We're about learning. And the only way to keep learning and getting ready for this exam is to find something fun in your preparation, guys. That's really important. You know, you got to stay motivated.
And you have to remember that speaking part one and two, these are questions about you. Mm-hmm. So you should, you know, practice feeling relaxed when you're giving these answers. Because that's how you are in your daily life. That's how you talk normally. And so that sort of, that vibe of speaking naturally, that's what you want to carry over into the exam.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, I wonder if for a lot of our listeners, they're just not used to talking about themselves. Like that may be a situation, right? So opening up and
you gotta practice these things, guys. But yeah, pay attention to our answers and just try and just copy us.
Just you gotta change the city name and
exactly. That would be so funny if somebody memorized everything else and is just like, in Dubai, people ride their bicycles. Or whatever.
Oh, don't do that, guys.
That'd be so funny.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
All right. This has been a
great
episode.
We'll wrap it up for today. Yeah. This has been a good one, a fun one, as always. And so now, guys, you know some of the very, 50% chance that you're going to get these questions, guys. So practice these exact questions that we just asked each other and go to town with it.
Go to town. Good one.
All right. We'll see you next week, Jessica.
Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.